If I can have your attention in the media center and in the press box, we'll now start our media availability for the Post Coors Light Pull Award qualifying for the 59th annual Coke Zero 400 powered by Coca-Cola. And we're joined by our second place qualifier, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 24 Napa Patriotic Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Chase, you're no stranger to the front row here at Daytona International Speedway. Could you walk us through your final round of qualifying and how the advantage that gives you going into tomorrow?
Yeah, it was. I think our Napa Chevy is good. I was pretty pleased with it yesterday in our drafting runs, and we qualified really better than we were anticipating, I think, this weekend, which is nice. I think it shows our car has some nice pace to it, you know, out there by itself, which certainly can lend a hand when it comes to racing tomorrow night. So we'll see.
Okay, we'll open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for Chase, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start with Jenna and go to Greg.
Jennifer, Chase, how does it help you for tomorrow that 300 cars are starting in the top four?
I just think it shows that, you know, our cars have some pretty good pace as a whole, as a company. I think that's a big reflection of the engine shop and the power there. I don't know that us starting in the top, you know, three of us in the top five is all that much of an advantage, but I think the fact that the cars have pace is, and I think there is power in numbers as the race goes on, and especially now as we see the manufacturers, everybody kind of teams up and does all these strategy maneuvers and plays and tries to be really smart. I think, you know, there can be advantages in that, you know, just being around your teammates, and if we're all fast, then hopefully we can all be up towards the front together. And if that's the case, and I think that will be helpful, you know, when it comes to making pit stops and coming out, you know, on the racetrack after you get done with pit road and making time and not wasting time and losing time to that main pack. So all that stuff's very important. And if we can all be bunched together during that process, I think that's nice.
Greg.
Greg Engel, AutoWeek.com. You're obviously used to starting up front here, and you've had some success when it comes to that. But obviously, you know, you've had some issues during the race. Yesterday you were talking about not being afraid to do whatever it takes, even if it's passing, you know, your teammate on the final lap. How do you balance that against the fact of just wanting to survive with a good finish here, given the past record that you've had? And I'm not digging at you. I'm just.
Yeah, no, I think, I don't really look at the race any differently than I've looked at the other ones. I mean, I think, you know, with the way the, you know, if you're talking about just us needing to point race, I think that, you know, sure, there's been a lot of different winners, and I think it's going to be close. I don't know that there's going to be 16 winners. I think there is a possibility of there being, you know, pretty close to it, though. So I think there could only be a few spots left. So if you don't have a win, I do think it is important to have points, you know, to be able to try to take one of those last couple spots that are going to be left, if there are any. If I'm right on that, I don't know, but time will tell. But like I said, I'm not going to approach the race differently or try to points race. I mean, I think down here, you kind of take your chances, try to be out front. That's the best place to be if you can get there, position yourself there at the right time, and try to maintain that track position as much of the day as possible. I think that's how these races are won down here more times than not. I think the guys that do it consistently tend to do that more often than not, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Additional questions for Chase? We'll go to Bob, then to Dustin, then to Matt.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Obviously, with this likely being Dale's last race here at Daytona, such a great track for him, have you noticed him any different this weekend than past Daytonas?
I just heard him on the radio said he might come back for the Clash. Did y'all hear him? I'm going to go ahead and start that rumor right now. So he MRN just asked, and Chip Wiles giving me a high five in the air. And he said he might talk to the boss and see what he can come up with for the Clash. So you heard it here first. I have seen him a little, I wouldn't say a chip on his shoulder, but I do think he has been very, very determined this weekend on making sure his car is driving exactly like he wants it. He doesn't want it good. He doesn't want it great. He wants it perfect. And I think he's made that very apparent in our post-practice meetings So yes, I think he's very determined to run well here.
Dustin
Long, NBC Sports. Chase, you talked about positioning, track position. We've seen a lot of times when the leader is able to kind of go back and forth and weave and block, and it's really hard to get around. Has anything changed, or how do you get around the leader?
No, I think you're going to see a lot of that tomorrow night. I mean, that's definitely the package that we're currently running, and you know, until something drastic changes with the aero balance of these cars, I think that's going to be the name of the game. You can do that, and you can have success with it. There's guys that are better at it than others, and those are the guys that you see lead a big, you know, majority of laps here throughout our race. But on the same token, there are going to be times where, you know, those rows behind you, the energy is formed up at the right time, and they get big runs that you're not going to be able to block, really. There's going to be certain situations when you're out front and guys are going to have such a big run on you that, I mean, I don't care who you are, you pull up in front of them and your day is probably going to be done. So it's a matter of kind of cutting your losses and figuring out what's most important. And if you are going to get passed, if you're out front, which lane do you want to be in after that guy gets alongside of you? I think it's more of the game after you get, you know, a guy on the inside or outside of you, more than it is whether they get there or not. Because at some point in time, they're going to get a big run, and I think you just have to be ready for that. Yeah, I remember him being, you know, just around the racetrack. I remember, you know, when Dad was racing full time and we were coming to the track every weekend, I remember him just being still very involved. And the biggest thing with him over the years is the guy hadn't changed a bit. I mean, you see him in the garage, he's up over there poking at tires and looking at cars and walking over and seeing what you got in your car and knowing that you're not going to tell him no, so he's going to come over there and check it out anyway. So, awesome guy, you know, certainly a great ambassador for our sport. And you don't see many people that have the career he had, have that, and still come to the racetrack and show the passion he does every weekend, which is pretty cool. So, happy birthday to him. 80 years is pretty cool.
Go to Matt, and then we'll go back to Jenna.
Matt Weaver, AutoWeek.com. I apologize if this was brought up yesterday. I wasn't here. But it seems like early on in your NASCAR career, you'd really been challenged by plate races, especially here. And now with a win in the Xfinity Series and in the Jewel earlier this year, you seem a lot more comfortable. Is there anything that's just changed, or is that just reps?
I don't think anything has changed other than just having a little more experience with it and kind of, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can't control in these races, and I think everybody kind of feels like, you know, a lot of it's luck, and a lot of it is luck, don't get me wrong, but I think there are a lot of things that you can control in these races that are in your hands that, you know, might be it might take a few instances to find a result, you know, in maybe something that doesn't work out for you that might have happened a few steps back that you need to kind of think back and say, hey, if I hadn't have done that, we might have been in a better position or placed myself in a better spot to try to have a little more success. To me, I think the fact that there has been guys over the past 3 or 4 years win a lot of these races consistently tells me that there is a lot of say in your result, and it is more than just luck. So I'm searching very hard to find that because we do it 4 times a year, and they're important races.
Jenna?
You're going to love this question. So this movie came out before you were born. It's called Days of Thunder. And it came out this week. We thought it was the 25th anniversary. It's the 27th. We had Dale Jr. in here talking about it earlier. What if tomorrow night played out totally Days of Thunder-like, and it was you and Dale Jr. racing for the win in the final lap? How would that go if racing was still like that?
I don't know. Grab fifth gear, sixth gear, then seventh gear and try to pass him? I don't know. In those movies, I feel like they just keep grabbing gears till they pass the guy, so I don't know.
Just don't hit the pace car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really. I mean, if you go and you beat a guy straight up and you have a good run on him and you're able to pass a guy on the last lap to win the race, I mean, I don't see how you could be a villain for doing your job, you know, at the end of the day. So, I mean, sure, everybody wants Dale to win his last race at Daytona, or what might be his last race at Daytona, we'll see. But no, I don't see how I don't see how me trying to go do my job is going to make me a villain. And if people think that, then so be it. But I'm going to go do my thing. And if I have an opportunity to pass a guy and, you know, do it the right way, then I'm going to try my best to do it.
Any additional questions for Chase? Go to Godwin, please.
Godwin Kelly with the News Journal. Along those lines, Chase, when they run the season finale at Homestead, it seems like anybody that's not involved for the championship, the other guys give them a little bit more room. They don't want to be the guy that knocks somebody out. Is that kind of what's going to happen here tomorrow night?
No, I don't think so. I think it's very different than that. You know, you definitely, when you get to Homestead, there is a sense of respect, I think, for those guys that are on the Final Four that are there. I think guys still race them, and then I think the further when you're at Homestead, you know, I think the further you are towards the front, I think the more of a right you have to race for a win. You know, for instance, in the 42's case last year, I think he had a right to race Jimmy for the win, and he did as hard as he could. But no, I think tomorrow night is going to be, you know, very every man for himself, you know, for the most part, you know, aside from what strategy you're going to see from pit road and all the stuff that goes on, like I mentioned a minute ago. But no, I don't think it's going to have, I could be wrong. It's not going to be that way for me, but I don't think you're going to see that same tendency from all the guys like you do down there.
Well, Chase, congratulations on the front row starting spot and good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks.